Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Good afternoon everyone, players, parents, coaches, listeners. We have heaps of people here in the studio, so we are all alive and kicking. Welcome to Samutsari. Firstly, we will tell you in a short update that who you are going to listen to will be the players from different age brackets. There are 17 under, 15 under, 13 under, 11 under, and I think even 9 under. Plus, we have a mom and obviously a coach and a dad. Well, how are you, Manang Trini?
Oh, hello. Good afternoon sa inyong lahat. And of course, yes, sabi nga ni Tita Verge, marami po kami dito ngayon sa istasyon. And excited po kaming lahat dito because this is the players na talagang we can get an insight on their experiences and how they are working on their basketball as well as their studies, which is really good. So, kumusta po mga kabayan namin at salamat sa palagi niyong pagsasama sa amin every Sunday po tayo from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Ayan, Take Joe, how are you?
Hi, bunabati po lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon. May konting audio difficulties lang sa Facebook, but stay tuned.
And how are you, DG? Just greet our listeners quick, please.
Magandang hapon po in New Zealand time. Welcome to Samutsari. I just want to say hi and hello to my husband and hi and hello to my kids, Rob and Ella.
Nice.
And come on.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. We're back again, Samutsari, every Sunday. Now, I would just like to shout out for Simon, one of the players of UFCA. Simon, eh?
Yes.
Simon,
yes.
Hope you're listening and you're watching the television in the Facebook Live. Hello, Simon.
Come on, Simon.
Welcome to Samutsari.
Who is Simon?
The other
Simon is Simon Moreno.
It's a shout out. Okay. So firstly, may we have the dad and the coach, Jun Manyo, give us an insight on what this group is all about. You are all from UFSCA Wests?
Yes.
But different age brackets.
Yes. Magandang hapon po sa lahat ng nakikinig ng Samutsari. Dito po kami ang UFCSA West. Yung ibang category po namin dito is Patrick Ermita representing under 17, Andre Manyo representing under 15, David Biglia Ignacio representing under 13 and under 15, TJ Lazerna representing under 13, Lillian Yabut representing under 11, our only female here.
Yes! And also, Viva! We have a girl playing basketball and especially in this age group.
Last po yung si Edward Yabut representing under 9.
Under 9.
Edward, ayan.
Yeah. So, Adrian, can we start from you? Please introduce yourself.
Edward.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Edward. Playing for under nines.
Nice.
I am representing it, and I'm happy to be here. And my school is Holy Cross Catholic School.
Holy Cross! Wow! Fantastic! Yes. Very good.
And of course, our only girl, Lily. Go ahead, bring up the banner of the girls.
Hello, my name is Lilian Yabo, and I play for the under nines. And thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming.
Great. Yes.
Awesome.
Now, who is next?
TJ.
TJ.
Hello, I'm TJ Lacerna.
Closer. Yeah.
Hello, I'm TJ Lacerna, and I play for the 13 unders at Versa West.
Great.
Nice. Thank you, TJ.
I'm David Villagnasho. I'm 14 years old and I play for under-15s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, everybody. My name is Andre Manio. I'm 15. I go to school at St. Peter's College, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming, Andre.
I'm Patrick Amita. I'm 15 years old. I play for the 15s and 17 unders. I also go to St. Peter's College, and I'm happy to be here.
Perfect. Now, did I hear two Manios?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Father and son.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, mother
and son. And now here is the mother.
Yes.
Not of the Manios.
I'm Irene Lasarina. These are all my sons.
Yay!
All of these kids.
That's what we'd like to hear.
My son is DJ, but these are all my sons as well.
Yeah. Oh, great. Of course.
That's very nice to hear. So therefore, when one of them is hurt in playing right in the middle of the court, how do you feel and what do you do?
I go straight to them
and
try to, you know, take care of them if there's an injury. Mm-hmm. So I always have to carry my medical bag.
Fantastic.
My first aid kit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your health and safety? Basically. So ano talagang role mo sa team? Maybe.
To organize
them. Are you a manager? Yes. As such. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Wow. So we have a manager and a woman too.
That's what we'd like to hear. So a mommy and a manager, for
yes.
sure. Yes, thank you.
And I'm almost sure that even if you are a mommy, you already said that you treat them all like your sons.
Yeah.
Equally, I presume and I am sure I am right, all the other players as well, you treat as your family.
Of course.
Great. So very good atmosphere in playing, even if some kids are hurt or something, still we don't quarrel, I.
Of course.
Great.
Right. So, Coach June, yeah? Ano pong kino-coach niyo, June?
I'm coaching under 15.
Under 15, mm-hmm. which is a team of Andre?
Andre and David and Patrick.
David and Patrick. Mm. Oh, they're all under 15.
Oh, no, because those two are playing for under 15 and under 17 also for mm-hmm. AFC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. So that's good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, what category was the champion last year?
Is that under 15, under 13?
Under OFSCA?
Yes.
So, oh, mm. awesome.
Mm. And also, Andre is the MVP last year.
Wow.
Come on, Andre, share us your experience, just quick.
Mm-hmm. Like, the experience was like a good feeling, you know, because since, as we said, we're all like a family.
Yes.
It's closer, it brings us together as a team.
Yes.
So, obviously, not only me being an MVP, but winning in general as a team, it like brought us all up together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a...
Right.
Like, together.
Awesome. Yeah. So, as an MVP player, how do you get to become one? Share mo lang, just share it to, you know, people, kids or players that's listening right now, that's, you know, under your category. And how does it feel? Do you feel like you have a big responsibility on your shoulder because people look, kids under your age look up to you, that kind of thing? So give us an insight of how did you become an MVP?
Well, it's not really like kind of like a pressure thing. I don't really have anything to lose, kind of. It's just playing with my mates, and it's like a club full of my friends and my closest friends that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not really too much on the pressure side, but it's just enjoying the game in general and just enjoying playing with people that I know how to play with.
Okay.
So that's basically just how...
Right.
Just brought it from there.
So as a coach, June, how do you choose an MVP?
We choose the MVP, of course, and how he play, how he leads the team.
Awesome.
So it's not only by points. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of criteria we need to consider to become an MVP.
Lovely.
Oh,
and of course, the academics goes with that, right? You have to be on top of the class, yeah? Andre said, no. But of course, the very good lesson to learn there is
showing sportsmanship, right? That's the best lesson in being in a team, for sure, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yan.
And of course, the younger ones from your team, the UFSCA, would learn from the older ones like you, the 17 under or 19 under, and then they can apply to their games as well how to behave on the court properly, isn't it?
Yeah.
So another question: as champion last year, what do you think is your biggest team out there that you really want to beat? Do you know yet? Yeah?
All the teams, all of them you need to beat in order to hold that title. Yeah, not really like a certain team. Of course we want to win, but it's just getting past every team like one step at a time, basically, just to become champions.
Okay, how would you like to beat them? How do you prepare for beating them, kind of thing?
Well, just preparing in advance, like maybe a week or a couple of weeks before, and training as well, like... Since we've played against the same people basically for a couple of years now, we know how they kind of play.
Mm-hmm. So, knowing who your competition is.
Like what competition is, and just studying and knowing how they play and just reading on the court and stuff like that.
Yeah, and be prepared on the court, right? Yeah. Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's very good to know. And I've no doubt that you will retain that title. Go West, sorry, Tita Virgin.
I'm part of the West as well. I'm Northwest.
Right. So the very any other. How about you, Patrick? Do you want to add to that? How do you what's the difference between the game last year and this year? Do you think? What are the challenges this year for you? As a champion.
So getting back for injury.
Yeah.
I think being champions from last year, a lot of pressure has been put on us to do the same and repeat. So we have to put in extra work to make sure we can make that happen. And, you know, we've got our target on our back now because being champions, teams will want to beat us.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we've got to work harder to make sure that they don't and we stay as champions.
Oh, awesome. Mm. But that's actually a really good motivator for you, right? In order for you to really just, teamwork. All the time. Yeah. Teamwork always wins the game. Yes. Mm. Jan.
Mm. Now, let's ask our only girl.
Our only girl.
So far, since you joined, how many games did you win?
Have you played?
Have you played and win?
I can't keep count.
Because you won all the time.
But if I round it up, it's like either... 20 something?
Yeah. Wow. Something. Yeah.
But it depends on how I remember.
And how do you feel being the only girl in the team?
Special.
it doesn't have a special impact on me. It's just I'm a player and I play for the team.
Great. So you're one of them. Equal opportunities, and equal abilities.
Yes,
both. Great.
Are you
mabuhay ang mga Pinay.
Yeah. Do you have any... sometimes do you feel uncomfortable playing with... being the only girl in the team?
In the beginning, it did. But as time progressed, it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
That's the girl.
When did you join the team, Lily?
Late 2018.
Mm-hmm. If there's somebody out there listening, a girl like you, that really wants to join in, yung mga bagong migrant, what do you think they should do? Or, do you always love basketball before?
In the beginning, it was a on and off situation.
Mm-hmm.
But as I started doing it more often, it became... a habit and I've just accepted it. And so for the girls, it doesn't really matter of gender of the sport. It's more of if you love the sport and you want to keep doing it for the rest of your life, then I should go for it.
Awesome.
Great.
You are a very good role model out there.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that a lot more girls will join the team, right? Because it is, you know, it's not really for boys only, yes. Isn't it? It's all for all children that really loves the sport.
Yes.
Well done. Yeah. And you are in the winning team, by the way, isn't it? The winning club, I should say, the winning club.
Right now, I think you are part of the Auckland Dream Team training squad for AAO Waitaki, right?
No, I'm just playing for fun, to have a sort of feel against boys and also against girls. So I'm switching between.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Yes, Lily. How soon do you think can we at Auckland Friendship Cup come up with a team of all girls?
Maybe if diversity has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the managing team will consider of all girls sort of thing.
I think the management, they are only waiting for more girls to join so that we could come up with it, because I have been pressing them. Where are the all-girl teams? Yeah, I. Mm-hmm. And you will definitely be part of it.
Yes, please.
Yes, great.
What does basketball do for a female like you? As an athlete, yeah.
Athletic. Some sort of I can't really explain, but I just joined because I love basketball.
Yeah.
But I don't know for other girls, if they want to do something else or what they want to do basketball. It really depends on what they choose.
So what did you learn most in basketball? What does it brought you? Did you learn more other than playing the technical?
It taught me it doesn't really matter if you're a girl or a boy. It's a matter of how skilled you are,
mm-hmm.
Mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Do you relate being a Filipino when you say that you're playing basketball?
Yes.
Because most of us Filipinos, whether we are only armchair basketball players, we still love basketball.
That's good to hear.
I also learned when I got their names that there are a team category where you are playing with non-Filipinos. Yeah, which one? What level was it?
Under 13.
So how do you find it? Playing with a non-Filipino player?
I find it fun because, you know, you have the diversity there.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can bring in your other friends, not just Filipino friends. You can bring in your other cultured friends as well. Mm.
Very good.
Inclusivity, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who else have got non-Filipinos in their teams?
It's only that age level?
Under 9, under 11, and under 13. The 15, 17, and 19 are all still Filipinos. I see. So that's interesting. Can you explain, Coach Jun Manyo, what were the criteria why we decided that way?
Pag sa under 9, so yung we consider the height as a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
Under 11, same. And then under 13, we just allow two non-Filipino because of the height.
Yes.
And the skills also.
The import fact of it.
Yeah.
Yes, great.
The height.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I might just add that some of our boys are also playing for a representative team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Waitakere West Auckland basketball.
And that's so, from the school or from the community?
From clubs.
Clubs.
Uh-huh. So they normally do some inter-club basketball game. So
mm-hmm.
Pat and Andre are both with the Wabi under 17 now.
Mm-hmm.
And David and TJ are playing for under 15.
Great.
And Dre and Zyman and
And we have also some players from CMBB, County Manukau.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one player there.
Mm.
And this, you're playing for school also. They also play for school.
So it is a big improvement from the Filipino basketball teams as well,
Yes.
And in even the history of the Filipino basketball games, game here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also these two guys here are the captain and co-captain.
Oh. Wow.
The under 15.
Under 15 co-captain and captain.
Last year.
How about this year?
Only Pat is playing for Wabi now, and TJ and David.
Mm-hmm. Wabi is that a different team?
Yeah,
that's
different,
the inter cultural team or inter.
That's West Auckland team.
West Auckland team.
So it's nothing to do with being a Filipino.
Nah, yeah.
It's to do being a Westie.
A Filipino who is a Westie.
Yes.
Even greater, isn't it?
Yes. So that means true skills. No, true skills naman lahat, honestly. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But hi, it's all good to have you all here. And it's very good to especially have a girl.
Yeah.
The only one. Now, do you know June if she is the only girl of the whole AFC tournament?
No.
No.
There are a few now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even
different
in
teams.
Our club. We got
In your club you have a few now too. Okay.
No, because Patrick's sister was playing before for under 11
okay.
and 13.
And now still playing though?
Taking a break. Taking a break for now. And then we have another one under 9. Aubrey.
Nice. Nice. We're slowly getting
Filipinos still have some.
Girls, non-Filipinos, okay.
From other groups, like from North Oops.
Other groups, they have also some. Girl,
nice.
Playing for their team.
Yeah. But it's good to really see girls joining into the tournament.
Yeah, that's why we keep on pushing the organizer of AFC to put.
Promote more. Promote more. Yes, absolutely.
I am with you on that one.
So if there is an all-girls team, would you join, Tita Gucci?
if they would accept a Lola, I am 72, but I can hold the ball in my arms.
You can dribble it, right?
I can dribble it, but I'm not sure if I can shoot it.
What a girl, Tita Gucci.
Water girl, yes.
I can do that too.
That's very good. Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to give you our rest for a minute.
Yes.
A breather.
Yes.
And then what we're going to do is hail. Okay. We're going to, for our listeners out there, we have a very lovely song for you by Hail. Kung wala ka. Is that Joe? Yeah. Okay. Enjoy po kayo and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Tapos na ang lahat, nandito pa rin ako. Hetong nakatulala sa mundo. Kikita mga pangarap ko para sa'yo, para sa'yo. Kung wala ka.
At narito po ang ating shoutouts. Come on, Joe. These are the shoutouts from our listeners.
Okay. Hello to our viewers. Bebod, Basanes, Tipase, Anna Karenina, yes. Ermita Juan, Mela Manyo, Tony Ermita,
yes.
Mirny Idisi.
Yes.
Okay. And sorry, we had a technical problem a while ago. And stay tuned. Marian, Osho Allen, and Dominic Villa Ignacio. Okay, and Sir RB Manalansan.
Of course.
Carol, Ermita, and Christopher, Francis, Mela, and Chris Camarie. Of course, we have
great.
Finch.
And now we are into public service. Take it away, Marivic.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, before that, I would like to shout out again for Simon Moreno. He's also one of the players, and he's watching.
Great.
Hi, Simon. Hi, your friends are here. So, but the discussion we will continue later. I'll just give the public service update. So this is from the Philippine Embassy. The embassy informs that the public that the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases, or IATF EID, Resolution Number 112, Series of 2021, dated April 27, 2021, provides, among others, that C, all travelers from India or those with travel history to India within the last 14 days preceding arrival shall be prohibited from entering the Philippines beginning 0100 of April 29, 2021 until May 14, 2021. Passengers in this transit from the mentioned country and all those who have been to the same within 14 days immediately preceding arrival to the Philippines who arrive before the 0100 hours of April 29, I think that's 12:01 midnight, shall not be subject to the above restriction, but shall nevertheless be required to undergo a stricter quarantine and testing protocols, i.e. the observation of an absolute facility-based 14-day quarantine period, notwithstanding a negative reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction or RT-PCR result. Restrictions as to travelers coming from other countries that report the new variants may be imposed by the Office of the President upon the joint recommendation of the Department of Health and the Department of Foreign Affairs. The Department of Transportation should ensure that airlines are directed not to allow the boarding of passengers entering the country pursuant to the travel restrictions imposed by the Office of the President and the IATF resolutions, except if they are part of the repatriation efforts of the national government. For more information, please contact Philippine Embassy in West Wellington at telephones 0489037418903742 and 8903744 or via email at wellington.pe@philippineembassy.org.nz. So that's our public news from the embassy.
And now, DG, please give us that COVID report.
Yes, thank you, Tita V. So for our Philippine news, this is for COVID-19 cases as of May 1st, 4 p.m. of yesterday. So for Philippine-based confirmed cases, we have 1,046,000 cases. We have also recoveries for a number of 950,000 cases. For deaths, unfortunately, we have 17,300 cases.
Oh, no.
We were celebrating our Labor Day in the Philippines yesterday, May 1st. So this is Robredo's call for ayuda, not endo, for workers, saying the labor force has shown itself to be the strength of economy, especially during the pandemic. Vice President Lenny Robredo on Saturday called for sufficient assistance for Filipino workers and concrete actions to end labor contractualization or the practice of endo. Ending contractualization was one of the centerpieces of President Duterte's campaign in 2016. But in July 2019, he vetoed the security of tenure bill a day before the much-anticipated measure would have lapsed into law. But Robredo said measures should be in place to ensure that workers here and abroad would be protected from abuse and would not be wanting in assistance from government, especially during this time of pandemic, where some have lost their livelihood. On Friday, the office of the vice president and his partners announced that they would host a online concert for Labor Day to honor healthcare workers for fighting COVID-19. And another concert was held entitled Harana, a musical tribute to Filipino frontliners under the BPF's program, will feature artists who volunteered to participate in the musical in support of frontliners. And that's all for Filipino News. Back to you, Tita B and Tita Trini.
That's great. We are now back to our guests here in the studio. And before I forget, can we hear again more comments from this group? How do they take the imports? Yeah.
TJ.
Closer, yeah.
So basically, we just get like our teammates that we've played with for like a long time. Mm-hmm. And we just like put them into the club and our team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like train with them and prepare with them. And we just start playing with them in the AFC.
Do you really know them beforehand?
Yeah, we've been playing with them for like probably like 3 years now.
Oh, okay. At school?
At school? Do you know them from school? Do you know?
We know them from the WABI team.
West Auckland.
Well, that's the beauty about being part of another club, isn't it? You can always poach.
Yes.
Encourage. Encourage them to join. Yes. Yeah, encourage, you know, another team. Just to widen their experience, diba? Playing in a more exclusive club like Filipino club, which is really good. Okay, so I wondered that, kung paano, how did you actually get to put them in your team? So somebody must know them somewhere, which is quite good.
And that's also fostering friendliness and friendships between the Filipinos and other non-Filipinos, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about from the mother? Any more observation that you can share with us about the girls? Oh, even the girls. At the moment that you only have got one girl in the whole of SCA, only one. But you have observed as well the other girls from other teams, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So last January, meron ding mga girls na nag-join yung labor tournament natin natawag natin. Mm-hmm. I think merong mga taga North Shore, nagbuo sila ng different teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a team from Uxco West as well.
Yes.
And I think they won the championship for that.
Oh, so all girls?
Yeah, so we're
And did they play on the Auckland Friendship Cup?
No, it's the Sinulog.
Ah, Sinulog. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay naman kasi we have diverse talents from that.
Yes.
Meron ding half Filipino, I think half German yata yung isang girl namin.
Mm-hmm.
But they're quite skilled, these girls.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yung isa, wala pala dito yung isang brother niya na nagpe-play talaga sa club since he was young.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can encourage more of them, those girls, that'd be great.
In fact, maybe we could start by poaching them in from that group that playing Sinulog if they can join us at the AFC. Maybe it's not too late if they are enrolled in its teams. Obviously, they are still within the criteria of AFC games this year until August and September, isn't it?
See, because I think these are all older age groups,
June. A mixture of age groups. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Not.
And I think they were just playing 3-on-3 that time.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. 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 Still, it won't be long that we will have an all girls team. I can see that.
I think
You already discussed this one last time that we've been guesting in this program. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. Tita Trini knows that we discussed about the all girls
yes.
basketball team.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're just waiting for the organizer.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, which is really good. It's about time that we should start an all team. Mm-hmm. An all
girls team.
The all girls team. Sorry, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, so I think we are having issues with the Facebook Live audio. That's what they're trying to tell us outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, our speaker outside is not really working either. So anyway, that's all good. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't let us, you know, stop the what we're doing.
Yes.
Now, may tanong, tinanong na ba natin si Edward? Hindi pa. Edward, it's your turn to talk. Is that okay? All right.
Oh, Edward is also an MVP? Going to be.
Not yet.
Going to be. Yes.
So, okay. Edward, are you brother and sister with Lily?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you the baby of the family? Sorry, I shouldn't say that, should I? Are you the youngest?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Only two of you?
Yes. Probably.
Yeah. But you don't really play in the same team?
No.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. Just in the same club. All right. So, do you guys as siblings playing for the same club, what would the conversation look like when you go home? Do you guys kind of talk about basketball as soon as you go home? Or do you give pointers to each other? How you did this, that's not...
It's more of like a bragging.
I'm better than you, yeah. Kind of thing. Right. And who cried first?
This is Kim.
Edward talaga.
So Edward, does that mean that you're the baby in the family? Yes.
Yes, I'm proud of it as well by the looks.
Oh. And obviously, mom and dad are very proud of the two of you.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, of course.
That's the beauty of it, I.
So, does basketball help you in your, I don't know, being at school or dealing with other kids? Yeah? Can you tell us about that, what your experience is? So, you know, I don't know, you can tell us.
Yeah. So, like, when I started, I had the best experience. It was quite hard. I was quite bad, but I got better every progress.
Great!
Nice. When you say bad, you mean you can't play as well? Is that what you're saying?
No. I wasn't really good playing.
Okay.
Mm. Aww. But you improved over time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and then now you're a candidate for MVP.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what sort of position do you always get put on? Like a shooter, or is there such a thing? Or?
No.
No.
I usually put position as defending and protecting the hoop.
Nice. Okay, so you're really good at not leading them, you know, to the court or the opposing team.
Yes,
anyway,
so just protecting your co-players so that they can't get hurt and they can get the ball and shoot it.
Correct.
Good. Mm.
So how did it teach you being in basketball? Did it teach you discipline? Did it teach you being patient? No, not yet. Okay.
Helped me with running and
grabbing the ball easily. Nice. And also, of course, because you're running all the time, keeping you fit, isn't it?
Yeah.
As well. Nice. That's great, Edward. And keep it up because you're doing such a good job. And of course, you have a really good teacher there, your big sister.
Yeah.
Does she teach you?
Not really.
No? Well done. No, that's good. Mm. At least you're sharing your experiences, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well done. Yes. Yeah, Tita Virg.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, great. We have more boys. Come on, boys. Join us. Yeah. Come on. Now, introduce yourself, Sebastian, and from what team are you? Use this microphone, yeah.
Just lean in. Hi, I'm Sebastian Allen. I'm 16 and I play for under 17.
Mm. Okay.
Tita Bridge.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Juan. I'm 13 and I play for under 13s.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So you don't belong to the same team? Different eye?
Different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so share with us what were your most memorable moment playing basketball, not this year but last year, because this year it was only started.
He was part of the championship team for last year.
Oh,
same team.
Oh, great! Yeah. Even better. Share with us. How did you become champions? What did you do, etc. And who did you fight with? And can you beat them again?
We played against Mavs.
Ah.
Yeah, we can beat them again. And Andre carried us.
No.
MVP.
Yeah.
Exactly. Our team environment, kind of, because we played together for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How about you?
I versed TJ in the finals because he got put down to the bottom team.
Yes.
yeah. I played with him too, David.
He just moved up.
Yeah. What's the bottom team? They're not good teams.
No, not really.
It's the bottom age group.
The younger kids. Yeah.
They just have to leave.
Sorry, Tita Trini doesn't know nothing much about basketball.
So it means that,
excuse the ignorance.
It means that even in basketball, when you are the junior ones, the older ones look at you as you are in the bottom because you are younger. I'm older. I'm a little bit higher in the ladder.
Yeah,
something like it, isn't it?
Like
something
like that. Competitive, friendly, family, like that.
Competitive, friendly, family, banters. Banter. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. All right. Awesome.
So obviously, everyone is learning how to behave properly by playing basketball. You have to be good in court and out of court, and you have to be good within your team, within your families, within your friends, but also within other cultures, groups that you mingle with, isn't it? Well, that's a big advantage, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm. So, who wants to share another thing that we haven't talked about yet?
I think tita si David pwede mag-share ng transition period niya from under 13 to under 15, kung gaano ka difficult.
How difficult?
Okay, David, go.
Come on, David.
In 13s, like the game, there's like everyone's like the same height and like. but then now in 15s, everything's more faster and people are taller, more skilled players, and you know.
And are you on the taller side or on the shorter side?
Shorter side.
But you are you're good with the ball. You can shoot in one go. Why?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's great.
When I'm feeling it.
My favorite player. He's my favorite.
There you are. Favorite player of another Manyo.
So I've heard that one of you is now a coach.
Oh, he's on the older side.
The older side.
So, okay.
He's not here?
He's not here.
Okay.
He's 18 now. He is the son of Sheila. Yeah.
Oh, that's
what's his name again? Enzo. Yeah, Enzo.
Oh, okay.
Lorenzo,
okay.
Yeah.
So did you guys play before with Enzo or no? That's not under your arm. You did?
Most of us on this side. Us three, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys played with him?
Yeah.
As part of the team.
Especially him, Paul. Mm. He grew up with him, basically.
Okay, okay.
How old are you now?
15.
Mm-hmm. So you have 16, 17, 18, 19. Up to 19, isn't it?
Sometimes,
you can still...
Sometimes, yeah.
But if at 17 you want to become a coach, you can already start training, aye?
Yeah, you can. You can coach like that. You can coach the under 9s or the under 11s if you want to.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Mm.
Yes.
And there is a special training from the Filipino group. Do you, like say for example, Lemuel and his group of coaches, do they help train young ones?
Our coach from UPSA. Mm. So basically, we send them to ABSL.
Oakland Basketball.
We send them for training. So that they can do all those basic skills training that they can apply during their during our training. So it's only level 1, 2, 3 So we have to make sure that all our coaches are undergoing these types of seminars and trainings.
Yes.
Before we can fill them up with the kids.
Uh-huh.
So that they know how to handle kids, how to handle the trainings and techniques.
Oh, great. And you coordinate with Lemuel as well and the Filipino group?
Lemuel, we coordinate with him on how, like, the proper way of playing. Like,
yes.
Uh-huh. The reaction of player and a referee, like
the interrelationship between players and coaches
And referees, so that there's no more conflict inside the court.
That's right. Yeah,
because we only need we only want to enjoy the game.
That's right. Yeah. Fantastic.
Marami po tayong mga, marami kayong kasama dito ngayon, hindi ba, sa studio. Gusto nyo bang batiin yung mga kasama natin sa labas?
Sa labas.
Nandun sa labas.
Sige.
Sige. Sino? Mga mami nyo? Mga... Who's going to shout out your family who's taking you here?
One boy that's not inside is our mate, Landon Smith.
Where is he?
He's outside right
now.
He's too shy.
Shout out to London.
Shout out to my mom, I think, who's watching. Amela Manyo. She's watching. So shout out to you. I love you.
Wow.
Happy Mother's Day in advance.
Come on. Who will top that? Come on. Who's going to?
Shout out. Come on.
I want to shout out my auntie in Melbourne who's watching right now, Kriska. She's getting married next year. And
wow. Congratulations, auntie. Yes. How about mom and dad? No mom and dad?
My dad who's outside watching and also my mom who's watching on the Facebook Live as well.
Nice. Okay. Shout out to mom and dad. And what's your mom and dad's name? You gotta say that, don't you? No?
My mom, Carol, who's watching, and my dad, Robbie.
Yeah.
Robin
who's
outside.
Yeah. Yes. Salamat po sa pagdala ng mga gagaling nating players. Okay. David.
Just want to shout out my parents outside and my brother in Dunedin that's watching.
Wow. Yay. Hello.
And my sister as well.
Yes.
What's your name? Dominic Villagnacho from Dunedin.
Yes.
And my sister Julia.
Yes.
Outside.
And mom and dad.
My parents. Diana and Joey.
Perfect. Yeah. Alamat, Diana and Joey, for taking your David Seb. Here.
Next.
Seb, come on.
Wag ma hiya.
I want to shout out my parents, Marian Allen and Romeo Allen.
Nice.
And my mate Gerald.
Yes.
Gerald Babatogan, MVP. I love him.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yan. Yeah. Okay, TJ.
TJ?
I don't have to do
it. your dad's listening to you.
You're coach. Yeah, you're on coach.
Shout out to my dad / coach.
Yeah, nice. Oh, coach mo, daddy mo.
Jeff.
Oh, yes, Jeff is there. Yes, okay.
How about you? Have you done?
I have to shout out to my mom Anna, watching on home, and my uncle Tito Bojo.
Nice. Coach din si Bojo, di ba?
Shout out to my mom and dad. I love you.
Yes.
And to some of the friends that are watching.
Yes, awesome.
Names, come on.
Not all of the friends.
Mom and dad. Yeah, mom and dad. Their names.
Clarice and Anthony.
Yes. And how about the youngest one?
Baby Boggy.
Shout out to mom and dad too, Anthony and Clarice. And shout out to everyone watching too.
Yeah. Perfect. Yes.
And
under nines. Yes. They're all watching you, so you might want to give them
away.
And we're
flashing their faces in Facebook.
Yes. There you go.
And
perfect.
Come on, June. Shout out to all your team.
Okay. Shout out to first my wife Carmela. Love you.
Wow.
And also the whole UFCSA West family and our friends, FFL group, Bob, Jen, Top, Grace, Edward and Jane. Hi.
Yes. Ayan. Ayan.
Since we're talking about basketball, do you have any favorite basketball player and you look up to? Other than, you know, him playing.
My mate, Dante Russo Nance. I love him. He's one of my boys.
Dante.
Oh,
yeah, I look up to David Villagnacio.
I look up to Robbie Armita.
I can see
that's,
how you
that's
guys.
That's what we call MU. You could understand it.
You guys, anyone?
They're a bit shy.
How about an NBA player?
Yeah.
Only Robbie. Only Robbie Armita. Number one. Oh, and to the Joey, his dad.
Yeah.
Number one supporter. Number one.
Yeah. Who else from outside we haven't greeted? Did you greet everybody who are outside there?
Yeah, outside the studio, you
know. Can I greet all the mommagers? All the mommagers.
Yeah. Mommagers.
Because they're the ones who do all the hard work behind the scenes.
Yes. Yeah.
So shout out to all of them.
Mm. I like that title.
And also,
Mommagers.
And they are the ones who prepare the food as well for all the all the players, right?
Especially for David, yes.
Yeah. For David.
And our number one cheerers.
Yeah. Yes, of course. They're your cheerleaders.
So have you got a game next Saturday?
The following
Saturday? May 8th, we don't have games for AFC.
Mm. Okay.
So it will resume on the following Saturday, May 15th.
May 15th. Yeah. And where are you playing? Still at...
I think Bruce Pullman.
Bruce Pullman is still.
Still Bruce Pullman. Mm-hmm. So, hope to see you all there, titas.
Yes. Yes. Sabado yun, ano?
Sabado.
Yes. Sabado.
May 15.
Si Tita Virgie lagi na rin.
Palagi. Yeah, because I have my dance troupe kasi.
Ah, yung dance
troupe. Sa hapon ba yan, normally? Or sa umaga?
Normally, 5:30 ang start.
5:30 to 8:30 in the evening. Oh. The 3 months from now until... towards the finals are in the evening.
Nice.
And not always at Bruce Pullman. Some of them are Auckland Grammar.
Auckland Grammar for Liston College.
I promise Liston College I'll be there cheering you on. So kailan yung
wala
Liston College?
Wala po mga bata sa Liston.
Wala.
Isang venue lang po yung mga bata. So yung Legends saka Open.
Legends.
Sa Liston tsaka sa Northcote College.
Northcote College.
So saan ang mga bata normally?
Sa Bruce Pullman and Auckland Grammar.
Oh, okay. I see.
By the time you get there, ayun, matapos ang...
Yeah.
But it's very good.
Yeah. And I will put a hard word on the coordinators from the main AFC, I mean the core group, to give me the list of games in advance so we would know who will be our guests. So we can bombard you with questions. Yeah, that will be a great time for us here at the radio.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Mm. And really, we are very proud and very happy that we are connecting with you and entertaining you. You are entertaining us as well. And together, we are entertaining the Filipino community here in not only Auckland, but New Zealand. Because we have the website, even from the radio side. Anyone from Dunedin or Wellington can view, can listen to www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. Every Sunday. And also we have got the Facebook group. Come on, Joe, can you mention them?
Samutsari.
Yeah. You can just find us, our page, Samutsari, at 104.6 Planet FM.
Yan.
Yan. What mga ka-planet.
Yes. And that is where you can see our guests and us in full. We cannot hide anything because that's on Facebook, they can see anything.
And also not just the basketball team brings in a lot of, you know, making your network widen within Auckland and within the Filipino community, lalo na sa mga bagong migrants dito now with a family that's looking for connecting with other Filipinos. This is a good way of getting involved, and then you belong to then the Filipino community, and you can start having a family again, you know, because I know that new migrants will be missing family back home. So this is one way of connecting to the Filipinos, isn't it?
And
so
connecting to our roots.
So yeah, wag po kayo mag-atubili na call us on our or give us, send us a message on our Facebook page if you want us to connect you with other teams, because there are various teams. If your kids like basketball, or if you just want to be there to support the Filipino community, or to get connected to a Filipino community, which is really, really, you know, good for migrants. At least mawawala yung pagka-homesick natin konti.
Yes, diba? True. Very true. And also, we have basketball players and teams out west, up north,
all around,
east, all around Auckland, New Zealand. South Central. Auckland, Central. Yes. We have north. Everywhere. So depending on where you live, that's you. That's where you can join.
Yes, I know. Sa sa Pilipinas, maglalaro tayo anywhere and everywhere, and anything goes sa atin. Ano? Dito po may ruling kunti, but that's okay. Ang bahala na sa coaches, kasi di ba sa atin basketball na tayo. Oh, ayan.
At saka naglalaro tayo. Oh. Oo, tama. Sa kanto-kanto.
Shoes, okay. Kayo, team kayo, ganun. Maganda yun. To experience the New Zealand way, the Pinoy New Zealand way of playing basketball.
I even have got a photograph sent to me from the Philippines, and on Facebook, they are playing in the water. Some are naked, and they can still shoot.
Water, water polo yun dito.
Yes,
water polo yun.
No, basketball.
Water polo is basketball
really. It's funny because there were three people holding the guy who's shooting. and the ones holding the one shooting are almost deep into the water, because of flooding. Flooding on the street, playing on the street.
At saka yung mga disabled din, meron din silang basketball na naka-wheelchair. I watched before. Talagang marami na rin naglalaro ng basketball. Pati yung mga, meron din ako napanood na mga talagang mga lolo at lola na talagang
nagbabasketball
talaga. So it's for fun and leisure. And good for the health.
Correct. Yes. It prolongs life, doesn't it?
Health is wealth, sabi nga.
Yes, health is wealth.
And definitely, for you parents, June and Irene, it's easier to gather your children in one car and we all go to basketball. One preparation of food, your wife, one preparation of food, and you are sure that your children are with you and in good hands and learning good skills and good habits, isn't it?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So let's shout out to our viewers, Robbie, Mela, and everyone who is watching out there. Apologies for some technical difficulties talaga. Oh, nagulat sila kasi pinost natin yung mga photos nila. And thank you to Bench, kahit wala siya dito.
Yes, Bench, thank you.
So nakita nila yung mga Miss Diana, ayan, if you're watching.
Awesome.
Okay, so before we end, we have another song
to give to our listeners and to our viewers for now. Para naman po, before we say our goodbyes, this is a song for you. Kailan?
Smoky Mountain.
Smoky Mountain. Talagang bulag.
Smoky Mountain.
Smoky Mountain. Enjoy po kayo. Talagang Pinoy na Pinoy yan, ha?
Tuwing ika'y nakikita, sana naman'y mapakilala. Ilang ulit nang nakabangga, Aklat kong dalay, pinulot mo pa. Di ka pa rin nagpakilala. Bawat araw sinusundan, di ka naman tumitingin. Anong aking dapat gawin? Bakit kaya was hindi ko ba'y mayroong gasgas? Nais ko nang magpakilala. Dito'y mayroon sa puso ko munting buwang laan sa'yo. Maaari na ba
so
yeah. Malapit na naman pong matapos ang ating isang oras ng pakikipagniig sa inyong lahat. Kaya't kami po'y muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong lahat na mga nandito sa studio at sa inyong mga magulang at mga players pa na nasa labas ng studio or nasa kanilang mga bahay or mga kotse or nakikinig sa Ampanig man ng Auckland. Maraming salamat po. We are very thankful that all your young ones from your group are here and sharing their beautiful experiences playing basketball with fellow Filipinos and even non-Filipinos. We will now hear from our guest today their last goodbye for today.
Thank you po, Samut Sari, for guesting us here. And get well soon, Mom.
Great.
Oh, get well soon, Mom.
Goodbye, Mom and Dad.
Okay, yay. So good.
I'm in the live stream.
Oh. Thank you, Edward, Ayan, Lily.
Thank you for having us all here today.
Thank you for coming.
This was a wonderful opportunity to have.
Awesome.
Great.
And thank you for coming.
Come on, TJ.
Thank you for everyone listening and for everyone watching.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone watching us and listening to us. And happy birthday, Dad. And yeah.
Yay! Great.
Thank you for you guys for having us, and thank you to all the viewers for watching.
You're welcome.
Once again, thanks, Mom, for watching. Thanks for the Youth Southwest Club in general for staying close as a family pot.
Yes.
Thank you to you guys for having us, especially, yes. And get well soon, Lola.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. Awesome.
Great.
Come on, Patrick.
Thank you, everyone, for watching. It's been nice being here, talking about Youth Southwest and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Thank you for all the viewers for watching, and thank you for having us here.
Thank you so much. There's such
we are really very pleased that you are all here. Where
yes.
Is, come on.
Thank you for having us and for having the kids, and we we're happy to be here for Youth Southwest.
Yeah,
great. And obviously you are happy as well for all teams and all players of Auckland Friendship Cup 2021.
Yes.
Obviously, we are greeting also the core group of AFC, all coaches, all referees, and obviously all parents who are supporting their children, never ending bringing them and back from training and from actual plays and preparing their food and drinks and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, how beautiful us Filipinos are, yes. And even the mixture of Filipino and Kiwi, other Kiwi ethnic groups that are already flourishing within our midst, isn't it? Yes. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. Magandang gabi po. Mula kay Tita Verge, ang inyong chikadorang lola.
Ayan. Maraming salamat sa pagpunta ngayon, children or players of UFSCA. It's been great to see you guys here in the studio. I can feel the passion. I can feel the camaraderie. I can feel you being great connection with each other, and it's very, very good to see. Kasi, you know, at tapos, masaya kayo sa ginawa niyo. Are you happy what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I should put it in this.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, so we are so privileged to have you here, and thank you for coming. And this is Manang Trini saying goodbye for now, and I will see you next week.
Thank you so much. An hour has gone. And it's an exciting time, right? Seeing all the guys, and just a shout out to the managers and the coach, because they're building not just a human being, but the entire community. Thank you so much for coming. Hope to see you soon again.
Yeah. DG.
Thank you for coming. And just a reminder, stay safe.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much for all who watch. Even we have technical difficulties, you're still supporting our show. And there's a shout out here, Sebastian Allen.
Yay!
Oh, shout out to your GF.
No!
Yon ang comment dito. And thank you for tuning in. Stay more updates. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thanks Bench for
Bench.
Our webinar today with our ABS-CBN pioneers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Madam Chari and
Miss Chari and Miss Bench.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Obviously, Bench Ehe.
Yes.
Ejemplo.
Thank you so much, Bench.
Yes.
And to you all here in the studio, endless thanks.
Thank you.
It was a very lively discussion today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Edward.
Go, Edward. Say something.
Okay. Microphone.
Very cute, Edward.
Oh, shout out to Gavry and my other friends in the nines. And shout out to the older boys here.
Okay. Wow!
Okay! Alright, players, next weekend is Mother's Day, okay? So behave yourselves for next weekend. Next weekend lang, okay? Be nice to Mommy Jeers.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Yes. So we will, shall we all see you on May 15 at Bruce Pullman. You will all be playing, and that's from 5:30 to 8:30 in the evening.
Yes. Okay. Great. All the best with your teams and all the best with your games. Okay, you can do it. Yeah. Yes, get hold of that championship title. Ayan.
Yeah, sir.
Plugging lang po. Our Yupsa West training will be starting on May 9 at St. Peter's College. So if you have kids like 9, 11, 13, 15 years old, and 17 years old, so just come and visit us. See us at St. Peter's College.
Perfect.
Came, Khyber Pass Road.
Khyber Pass, okay.
Ah. Thank you, and see you all.
Thank you.
See you,
AFC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and don't forget, from me, Chopper Zumba is still going on next weekend, Saturday, 8:30 to 9:30.
Yes, we enjoyed
Chopper
it.
Chopper Zumba for Takapuna War Memorial, and that's also on the 15th of May as well. So every Saturday this month of May is a Chopper Zumba for the benefit of our Auckland Rescue Helicopter. Bye-bye.
I will be there on Saturday, May 8th, at the Takapuna One. I will be zumbawing.
Yes.